出彩霓虹灯这样一直在转。
They're waiting for people to take the lights and the lights out of the truck.
那如果看到那个菲尔是在附近的公园
，and if the park is nearby,
他一定会 offer， 我帮你洗碗好不好？我帮你做什么好不好？晚上就是菲尔就好了。
They would offer to wash dishes and do whatever so we can take them to the fair.
我看到小孩子进到那个菲尔里面
，and when I see them at the fair,
真的很高兴啊
，they're really happy.
钱投下去那一码就会动。
All you need to do is put in some coins and they could go for a ride.
然后你投几个钱坐到那个就升得好高。
Or they could go really high above the city.
我带过他们去 Magic Mountain.
I also took them to Magic Mountain.
哇这样哦这个车子开的那个云霄飞车好快啊。
The roller coaster was so fast.
上下颠倒这样绕一圈。
And they would go up around.
哇哇大叫好刺激。
And they would scream and have so much fun.
下一次还要再来。
They want to go again.
我看老年人很少人去坐。
But I hardly see any old people on the
ride. 因为太紧张，可能心脏就停在那里，下次来不了。
Because it's probably too exciting. If it stops your heart, then you won't ever be able to go again.
所以你看，我们人就很喜欢那个市集人多、很热闹的地方。
We like to have fun.
这个是人生一个缩影啊。
And that is a picture of life.
我们人每一天就是在追求那个 feel 那一种 exciting 那一种刺激那一种快乐。
Every day we seek after the excitement of going to a fair.
那当然，所罗门那个时候没有电。
But、of course, during Solomon time, there were no electricity.
没有那个转动的云霄飞车。
There were no roller coasters.
也没有七彩的霓虹灯。
Or pretty neon lights.
所以所罗门在追求的这个方向就比较古老一点了。
So the way Solomon sought pleasure was a bit traditional.
但是基本上方向是一样的。
But still, he sought the same things we seek.
那这第一章一直第二章一节到十一节主要他在讲这个享乐的引诱。
Chapter 2, verses 1 through 11 talks about the temptation of indulgement.
享乐好，我们看第二章第一节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 1.
我心里说，来吧，我以喜乐试试你，好享福。谁知道这也是虚空？这个先讲结论。
He began with the conclusion.
就是第一节到十一节的结论。
That is what he concluded after his pursuit.
他说：“来吧，我们来试试看，来享福吧。
”He said, "Let us make a test of pleasure."
但是结论是这也是虚空啊。
But his conclusion was that it was also vanity.
所以有时候我们在羡慕人大概你看我们在羡慕都是所罗门从第二节一直讲到十一节这一些人最有福气所以我如果能够像他多好。
Many of the things Solomon described are things that we envy and pursue after.
但是所罗门已经先把结论讲出来了。
But he's already made the conclusion in verse 1.
这也是虚空。
This was also vanity.
那接下去他就在讲这个享乐的引诱、诱惑。为什么今天这么多人会被引诱人生要以享乐做目标。
And then Solomon tells us why people are led to this temptation of indulgement.
我们从这个第二节、第七节、第八节，你就会发现
，Starting from verse 2, you can see,
享乐可以提高我们人感官的这种感受。
Pleasure will stimulate our senses.
让你 feel good 感觉到很好。
It makes us feel good.
所以人现在这个文化，有人去仔细分析二十世纪到末期，这个文化就是感性的文化。
Scholars who analyze the culture today says that this is a culture of pleasure.
你看，几十年前的人，他如果看到一个人喜欢
，just a few even a few decades ago, if you see someone you like,
一个男的看到一个女的喜欢
，maybe a man would see a woman that he likes,
就开始写信。
He would write letters.
写情书。
He would write love letters.
就是精神上这样两个一来一往这样觉得。很大的满足。
And they will have a spiritual relationship going back and forth.
那你写信出去，你就在幻想说，他看到这封信一定很快乐。
When you mail the letter, you imagine how much your lover will enjoy reading it.
然后你一直在等待对方信的时候，那个等待忽然间得到，好惊喜。
And you will wait longingly for the letter, and you are very excited when you do receive the letter.
所以这个几十年前谈恋爱的过程是一种享受。
So just even a few years ago, it was an enjoyment to fall in love.
现在已经不一样了。
But it's not the same today.
你看到一个人喜欢
，If you see someone you like today，
我不是讲教会，我是讲外面的
，Outside of the church，
你看到一个人喜欢
，When someone sees an attractive person，
没有两下就是想怎么发生关系
，The first thought is how can I have sex with them？
Feel good， 现在人已经轮到这个肉体欲望的这种低层次的追求
，Even this enjoyment has fallen to the level of the flesh。
所罗门当时也是这个样子
Solomon pursued the same pleasures.
那这种 feel good 哦，感觉好，现在变成整个，特别是年轻一代在推动人的一个力量。
And this power of feeling good is pushing this generation.
这原来日光下没有新事哦，圣经里面早就有了。
Because and there's nothing new under the sun. It's already recorded here.
以扫打猎回来。
When Esau came home from hunting,
累昏了。
He was so tired.
肚子又饿。
He was hungry.
他看到雅各在煮红豆汤。
He saw his brother Jacob cooking.
哇，他就想这一斗红豆汤如果吃下去，我感觉一定很好。
And he said to himself, he would be satisfied with a bowl of soup.
哇，那长子名分那太遥远了。
And the right of the firstborn seems so vague.
我只要现在感觉好就好了。
I want to feel good now.
我不管二十年会发生什么事情。
I don't care what happens to me 20 years from now.
因为现在活着要把握。
Because I have to seize the day.
二十年前我会死啊，但死就算了。
I may be dead 20 years from now. I don't care about that.
所以为着感觉很好，他就把红豆汤。就喝下去了，长子名分不要了。
Because he just want to feel full, he would give up his rights of the firstborn for a bowl of soup.
以后那个感觉过去了。
And after that the fullness passed,
那他在后悔啊。
Then he realized what he had done.
啊，有一次我最小的女儿带一个这个用过的那个 calculator 回来。
Once my youngest daughter took home a used calculator.
我看了我以为她是偷人的。
When I saw her with the calculator, I thought she stole it from someone.
我就很严的追问她，你这个从哪里来
？So I asked her, where did you find it?
她说我同学给我的。
And she said, my classmate gave it to me.
我不相信无缘无故你同学会给你这个小小的，大概买的一两块美金的。
It was an expensive calculator, but I asked her, why would your friend give a calculator to you for no reason?
她说我用糖果跟他换的。
She said, I traded.And then with candy.
那我就很好奇啊。
And I was rather curious.
说你早上拿两个糖果去，糖果吃得很好啊，你什么糖果跟他换 calculator?
And I asked her, don't you like candy? How come you traded for a calculator?
她说那个糖果进去几分钟就没有了。这个你看还到现在还在。
She said, if I eat the candy, it's gone. But look, I still have the calculator.
我就发现了，爸爸是笨笨家，女孩子好像很聪明。
And I realized, me as a dad is dumber than my daughter.
所以她知道 feel good, 只要 feel good, 两个糖就可以换一个 calculator.
She knows that she could trade the candy for something better.
这个就是现在的文化的特性。
And but this is a feel-good culture.
一切所做的都要让你感觉到很舒服，那你什么都可以掏出来。
And we can do whatever we need to have pleasure.
那有时候在教会里面也会不小心也会重踏这个覆辙。
And even in church, you can make the same mistakes.
我第一次到非洲去。
When I was in Africa,
我就问他们说为什么唱诗这么久。
I asked them why do you sing hymns so much.
那个传道跟我讲啊
，And the pastor told me，
他说这个哦，非洲人唯一的娱乐就是唱诗，因为他们一唱诗就跳舞。
The believers' only entertainment is to sing hymns, and they will even dance along.
如果你让他唱得快乐、跳得快乐，自然钱就掏出来。
The more happier they sing and dance, they will give you money.
Feel good, 钱就出来了。
When they feel good, they can offer money.
所以那个传道不管到几点，他就看哦，奉献还不够，再唱。
So when the pastor sees that there's not enough in the offering box, he'll say, "Let's sing."
哦，那达到目标，好，停了。
And when once there's enough money, he will stop the hymn singing.
所以最初几年去啊，我们都很客气。等他跳到那个奉献已经到数目，开始讲到每一个都打瞌睡了。
So when the first few years were there, I remember when after we stopped singing and began speaking sermons, people would fall asleep.
所以那个传道在带领信徒在唱诗啊，不是赞美神啊，是让他们 feel good， 钱才可以掏出来。
So the purpose of the pastor in singing hymns is not.To edify the members, but rather to get money from them.
所以现在很多的会堂也是这样啊。
Many churches are like this today.
我记得大概不是达拉斯还是 Chicago 啊，有一个牧师要建设一个会堂。
I remember a pastor establishing a church.
他先做民意调查。
He made a survey.
所以信徒最喜欢去的教会是怎样
？What churches are most popular?
第一个 ，parking lot 不要太远。
The first, the parking lot has to be close to the chapel.
所以不要冬天太冷，走这么远；夏天太热，被烤了这么久。
Otherwise, they have to trudge through the weather just to go through the chapel.
第二个哈，这个看小孩子太累了，所以一进去以后就有托儿所。
They need to have daycare.
那第三个哈，最好有 cafeteria， 你要吃什么可以自己选。
Third, the church must have a cafeteria.
那第四个哈，讲道不要太长。
Fourth, the sermon can't be too long.
然后这个传道者啊，会讲一些笑话，娱乐性。
And the pastor better know how to make jokes.
好，所以我们大家可以轻松。
So people can have a good laugh.
那第五个啊，聚完会之后有一点休闲活动。
Fifth, there must be extracurricular activities.
所以他建设的教会里面呢、啊，也有健身房。
So this past the church of this pastor even had a weight room.
所以早上十点钟一进去，可以蘑菇到下午四五点回来。
So you can go to church at 10 a.m. and come back home late 4 or 5 p.m.
一下那个会堂就爆满了。
And the chapel was full of believers.
因为那传道很会讲道理，讲到罪讲出来了，你不会有罪恶感。
Because the pastor was so good at delivering sermons that you don't feel that you're a sinner.
大家去到那个会堂 feel good 就很想，我明天还要再来。
And everyone feels good and like to go to church.
但是问题就是，这个教会真的能够让你得救吗？
But can this church save you?
因为圣经说，忧伤痛悔的心神不轻看呐。
The Bible tells us that a repent God will not look down on repentance.
哀痛的人有福了。
Those who weep will be blessed.
忧伤跟哀痛在那个教会没有，因为 feel good.
But there is no sorrow or repentance in that church.
所以在这个 feel good 这个文化主宰之下，
so under this principle of pleasure,
享受变成很大的引诱，
it is a great temptation for us.
那享受可以提升我们 feel good.
And because it makes us feel good.
所以这个第二章的第三节，
let's look at chapter 2 verse 3.
说我心里察就如何用酒使我肉体舒畅，我心却能以智慧引导我，我又如何持住愚昧？等我看明世人在天下一生当行何事为美。这个所罗门啊，他就想要看看到底一生要做什么事才是美的。
Solomon saw the good things in life.
现在他就开始实验了。
And he began his experiment.
就开始用物质的享受。
Starting with pleasure of the flesh.
首先就是用酒。
First he tried wine.
酒一喝下去，肉体就很舒畅。
Wine would cheer his body.
有时候我上飞机啊，我有时候试试看。
When I go on a plane trip, I would try it.
因为我听说那个酒啊，叫红酒会减少心脏病。
I hear that red wine is good for your heart.
就吃饭的时候点一杯红酒。
So before the meal on the plane, I asked for a red wine.
喝下去苦苦的。
It was bitter.
我想不通为什么人这么喜欢喝酒。
I just don't understand why people like to drink.
我听有一个问一个弟兄喝过酒的。
I asked the brother.
他说你点错了酒了。
He told me you asked for the wrong wine.
你要点那个强的，一喝下去以后会醉的，那个就舒服了。
You have to ask for the one with the high alcohol content.
到现在我没有尝过。
I've never tried that though.
所以说这个酒让身体舒服。
Wine will make you feel good.
台湾话说这个喝酒叫做害桃啊，酒一喝下去醉了一直抖。
And there's a saying in Taiwan saying that your body will shake with pleasure.
就是暂时把你忧愁就抖掉了。
And you will forget your shake away your sorrows.
这第一个。
That's the first.
他在追求享受，第一个就是用酒。
Solomon sought pleasure in wine.
这缓和人心里面暂时的这个痛苦。
To temporarily forget his sorrows.
我们再看，第七节。
Let's continue with verse 7.
这里说我买的仆婢啊，也有生在家中的仆婢，又有许多的牛群胜过以前啊。这里说他买的仆婢有许多的啊，在他家有很多的仆人啊。
Solomon had many slaves and servants.
那这个仆人也是一种享受啊。
That is also an enjoyment.
为什么？
Why?
因为有了仆人，你叫他向东就向西，向西叫西就向西，有一个权力欲可以满足啊。
Because it fulfills our sense of power.
所以他的享受就是仆人很多。
He enjoyed many servants.
但是到最后他发现了这个一切都是虚空啊。
But then still Solomon found everything to be empty.
11节
Verse 11.
我查看我所经营的一切事和我劳碌所成的功，谁知道都是虚空，都是捕风，在日光下无所益处。说这些都是虚空啊。
He said everything was vanity.
酒喝多了也是虚空啊。
Wine is vanity.
因为啊，不能够解决问题啊。
Because it did not solve his problems.
你是暂时把你注意力引离了你的问题啊。
It simply changed his focus.
那问题还在。
The problem is still there.
酒过去了。
And when you wake up from your dream,
问题所带来的痛苦还在。
The pain is still there.
那虚空感更深。
And you feel even more meaningless.
所以你不要爬树，树爬得很高，跌下来就很重啊。
The higher we climb, the harder we fall.
你一直在追求酒里面的满足。
If we seek pleasure in wine,
但那个满足过去，那个虚空感更深。
When the pleasure ends, then we'll feel even more pain.
那仆人也是一样啊。
Likewise with servants.
仆人多了，
the more servants you have,
以后你头脑烦恼也多啊。
The more worries you have.
因为那个仆人一多以后这个仆人就开始吵了，就是开始争了。
You may worry about quarrels among your servants.
所以我们看有时候我们看啊，现在人当老板不一定是福啊。
In today's society, it's not necessarily a blessing to be the boss.
你当雇员，下班完就回去了。
When you work for someone, you go home after work.
但是当老板
，But when you're the manager,
you have 很多
，You have many things to worry about.
如果开过餐馆就知道。
If you own a restaurant, you know what I mean.
如果里面的人不和啊，
if your employees don't get along，
现在一个大厨罢工啊，
if your cook decides to quit，
那整个餐馆要关门啊，
then you have to close down shop，
因为你的招牌菜就是大厨炒出来的，
because you rely on the chef，
啊，那现在换经理。
And what about your manager?
如果你经理搞不好，他把一大群你这个服务生都带走了。
If your manager leaves with all of your waiters,
那你也要关门了。
Then you have to close down.
所以这个经营餐馆，不止你要做的菜好吃，里面的人是要弄得很和睦。
So when you own a restaurant, not only do you have to have good food, you must get along with everyone.
这是最困难的一个地方。
And that's tough.
所以人在这个有很多的你有很多的属下，虽然权力欲可以暂时的满足。
So you may feel a sense of authority with people under you.
但是所带给你那个痛苦也很多。
But it still brings you more pain.
我们弟兄有一个弟兄已经升到那公司的小主管。
A brother once was a middle manager.
因为他很突出啊。
Because he excelled at his work.
有一次我在跟他谈话。
Once I was talking to him.
我发现这个小主管这个职位虽然有一种成就感啊，痛苦也很多。
Even though there was a sense of accomplishment, it brings him much worries.
因为他里面有一个 teamwork。
Because there is a team in his work.
那有一个，他这组里面有一个，就每一次作业都最后交出来。
In his team, there's an employee who was always late in his projects.
所以整群就因为这个人拖住了。
And he dragged down the entire team.
那你想要把他开除
？He wanted to fire the person.
你又怕他明天带枪来。
But he was afraid the person would bring a gun to work.
不把他开除，整个 project 被拖住了。
But if not, the person is harming the project.
所以你要为了对付那个人。
So just for that person,
软硬兼施
he tried all sorts of methods.
因为他也很聪明啊
because he was smart.
绞尽脑子
he tried so he thought on many ideas.
权力虽然让你感觉好
even though power makes you feel good.
大家一直呼喊你 boss.
People call you boss.
但是啊，那里面也是有很多的痛苦啊
but that still has many pains.
所以这个所罗门他很多仆人到最后他发现这也是虚空
Solomon with many servants and slaves found it to be meaningless.
我们再看啊。第二章的第八节
Let's read chapter 2 verse 8
我有为自己积蓄金银啊，君王的财宝便各省的财宝又得歌唱的男女啊，这里说他为自己积蓄财宝
He gathered silver and gold and treasures
有表面的安全感
It seems like he was financially secure
但是财宝积多以后愁烦也多
But when you have even more wealth you have more worries
为什么
Why
放在银行你怕贬值
If you put it in the bank, it might devalue from inflation.
投资股票，你怕那个刀琼下降。
When you invest in stocks, what if the Dow Jones index went down?
藏在家里，怕小偷挖走。
If you hide it in your own home, what if someone steals it?
借给人，怕他不还。
If you make a loan, what if they don't return it?
所以你财产一多以后，你真的伤透了脑筋，不晓得怎么办好。
The more you have, the more you worry.
因此，这个所罗门啊，虽然他积蓄金银
，So even though Solomon gathered much wealth,
很多金银的财宝。
He had many treasures.
到最后他发现啊，也是虚空。
It was still meaningless.
以后的几章里面，他更深刻地描写为什么财宝多也是虚空。
In the later chapters, he tells us why the money is meaningless.
第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
说他有歌唱的男女，还有许多的妃嫔。
He also got many singers and concubines.
所罗门最出名1000个妃嫔。
Solomon was famous for his 1,000 concubines.
全国最漂亮的女人大概都是他太太。
He gathered all the most beautiful women of the country.
到最后他发现这也是虚空。
But even that was meaningless.
有时候在传道书里面他讲啊，说1000个女人中找不到正直，他是讲那个时代，不是现在的。
In Ecclesiastes, he described that there was no righteous person out of 1,000.
因为这个他1000个妃嫔里面啊，争风吃醋啊，想要看哪一个人能够得到这个所罗门的青睐。
Because his 1,000 wives simply fought amongst themselves.
所以这个讲那个坏话，那个讲那个坏话。
And they would criticize each other.
所以每一次接近所罗门，就要降低别人的话，贬低别人，提高自己。
And every time they were near Solomon, they would try to get closer to him.
所罗门啊，听到这些，他的头也大了。
That probably gave him much trouble.
所以这个肉体啊，欲望暂时满足，妃嫔这么多，但是到最后也是虚空，痛苦很多。
Even though his flesh was satisfied for a while, that still bring him more trouble.
所以为什么享乐这么多引诱？
Why are there so many pleasures?
因为它可以提升我们的感受。
Because it makes us enjoy ourselves.
但是它里面也有很多的痛苦，所以是虚空的。
But it still brings us pain. That's why it's meaningless.
那这个享乐可以超越刻板的生活方式。
Pleasure can surpass ordinary life.
我们人生活单调呀、啊，就需要有这个享乐来刺激。
When we feel bored, we want to find something fun to do.
所以我们人在这个生活久了之后有一个习惯。
And after a while,
有一个生活的习惯。
We have a habit.
然后有一个文化的压力。
We have pressure from society.
然后家庭传统这个捆绑。
And we have traditions in the family.
因此啊，人在这个社会长大以后，你常常发现说有无形的捆绑。
When we grow up in this age, we're bound by many things.
因此啊，人常常要借着享乐能够出去，把这个呆板的这个生活方式局限出去，稍微刺激一下子。
That's why I seek pleasure out of everyday life.
所以有时候小孩子管得很严哦，你发现小孩子去读大学一年级最危险的。
When we are too strict with the children, it's when they finally go to college, you have to be careful.
因为你在家里管得很严。
Because if you're so strict with them when they're at home.
那现在到大学，父母亲管不到了。
What if they move out of the home?
喝酒、跳舞、尽情享受。
Many kids would drink and dance and enjoy themselves.
他想要超越那个刻板家庭生活方式里面，再去体验一下外面到底什么味道。
Because they want to break through the restrictions at home and enjoy themselves.
所以很多人啊，在公司上班压力很大，他下班以后就要去娱乐一下，去刺激一下。
Many people go out and party after work.
所以啊，有人在学校里面读书说，这个 weekend 从礼拜晚上最危险。
And for the students, Friday night is actually very dangerous.
因为前面五天拼命苦拼了。
Because for the weekday they study very hard.
现在第五天的weekend 开始，还稍微享乐，稍微轻松一下，就开始享受了。
When weekend comes, they will relax and enjoy themselves.
那在所罗门所追求这个享受的引诱里面呢，还有一个不是。感官的，也不是物欲，也不是欲望的。
One of the pleasures described here is not of the senses.
就是第二章的第四节到第六节。
It's recorded in chapter 2, verses 4 through 6.
他说：“我为自己动大工程，建造房屋，栽种葡萄园。”第五节。
In verse 5.
修造园落，在其中栽种各样的果树木。第六节。
Verse 6.
挖造水池，用以浇灌嫩小的树木。这个第四节到第六节，这也是一种享受啊。
Verses 4 through 6 also describe pleasure.
这是精神的享受。
It's a pleasure of the spirit.
就是他的梦想变成现实啊。
It is to make his dream come true.
为自己动大工程。
He made great works.
他首先构想。
He thought about it.
要几个 bedroom.
How many bedrooms do I want?
那要怎么去盖？
How would I build my home?
然后一步一步的实践出来。
And step by step they will realize.
梦想实践，那是多么大的成就感啊。
Is it not a great thing to have your dream come true?
那开始栽种葡萄园。
He made a vineyard.
然后葡萄栽进去，他开始看生命长大。
He will see the vines grow.
那开始摘结葡萄。
And bear fruits.
修这个花园也是一样。
And he saw his garden.
种果树也是一样。
And also planted trees.
在你花园长大开花的时候，果树结果的时候，那个成就感很大。
Don't you feel good when you see your fruit trees blossom?
这个就是一种诱惑。
But that is a temptation.
在世界上借着这个成就感来满足自己啊。
We try to seek pleasure in our sense of accomplishment.
但是享受确实有它的网罗。
But there's a trap.
它所能够给人真正的满足哦，其实跟人所期待的是不一样的。
The pleasure we gain from the world is different from what we really need.
所以真的幸福的人啊，不是你在外表上、物质上看到很享受的人。
A truly joyful person does not necessarily have pleasure in the world.
有时候那个享受反而好像一个套子把你套得笼笼的。
Sometimes these treasures, these pleasures will trap you.
使你没有办法进退。
So that you can't go anywhere else.
比方说物质生活水准。
For example, with your living standards.
你这个物质生活水准是很高，这很好。
If you have a high standard of living, that's a good thing.
很享受，很好。
It's good to enjoy your life.
但是你久了这个就套住了。
But then it becomes a trap.
你不能降低。
You can't live any worse.
你降低了，痛苦就来了。
Because if you live a worse life, then that'll bring you pain.
一直要维持那个水准。
You have to maintain the same standard.
压力很大。
And that gives you pressure.
所以这个享受表面上看起来感官 feel good 啊，但是其实是一个圈套。
Even though it is, you live a good life, but that keeps you there.
那你这个圈套，如果你没有办法突破，有时候你人生没有办法活着更有意义啊。
And if you can't escape from this trap, you can't live a more meaningful life.
我在听这个黄弟兄在菲尼在见证啊，他现身。
I listen to the testimony of Brother Huang.
大概我没有听错啊，他讲最困难的就是你生活已经达到那个水准，要把它放弃。
He said that it's most difficult to give up what you have.
因为你在这个公司收入这么高，你生活水准这么高。
Because you have a certain income and you live a certain way.
但是一旦你把它放弃之后，你发现你得到自由。
But when you decide to give them up, you realize you gain freedom.
海阔天空, 你要怎么为神活都可以, 你突破了, 你就得到自由。
You can do anything you need to live for God.
这个就是享受的网罗啊。
And you can escape the trap of pleasure.
所以如果我们能够像保罗这样突破,
if we can break through like Paul,
我看世界如粪土,
looking at the world as rubbish,
教会什么人才都有,
then the church will not lack any workers.
那为什么这么多人才找不到人可以做圣工?
Then why do we need any, still need more workers?
享受是网罗啊。
Because our enjoyment entraps us.
把人捆绑住, 你一定要维持这个水准。
It ties us to our living.
所以这个就是享受的, 享受的网罗。
And that is the trappings of pleasure.
但是享受到最后, 终是使人感觉到厌倦跟挫折。
But in the end, we'll become tired of our pleasures.
为什么?
Why?
因为享受要不断。
Because we need to continue with our pleasure.
要不断刺激, 你那个满足才会在, 你刺激没有了就没有了。
Because without stimulation, we won't feel anything.
所以你看那个drug啊,
for example, drugs.
或者抽烟,
or smoking.
那很享受啊, 快乐像神仙。
You have a puff and you feel good.
你就一根一直跟他谈话。
And you can keep on talking.
一根一根一直抽, 非常逍遥。
And they continue to smoke one cigarette after another.
抽到他那一包烟抽完了, 你再跟他谈话。
And when they, if they run out of cigarettes,
浑身不自在。
Then they won't feel good.
口开始流口水啊。
You begin salivating.
对不起, 我一直快打瞌睡, 没有烟了。
They'll feel really sleepy.
抽烟是享受哦。
Smoking is a pleasure.
但是里面啊, 挫折感也很重啊。
But there's there's a loss hidden in it.
因为你想要享受那个没有了, 你就挫折了。
Because once you run out of cigarettes, then you don't feel anything.
喝酒也是这样啊。
Same with drinking.
你一杯下来很高兴。
You may feel good with one glass of wine.
有一天连那一杯没有了, 没有钱, 你没有了。
If one day you run out of money for wine.
那个挫折感多重啊。
How much loss will you feel?
心灵空虚, 没有再一杯下去麻醉, 那个挫折感多重啊。
How can you feel your emptiness with wine?
所以享受是网罗啊。
Enjoyment is a trap.
这个是所罗门到最后他真的认清楚, 所以他说那个是虚空的。
And that is why Solomon concluded that it is all in vain.
那享受到最后你发现啊, 那里面没有真正的幸福。
In the end, you find that there is no true joy.
比方说啊, 有的人啊, 要去拉斯维加斯。
People go to Las Vegas.
灯光色彩, 因为现在拉斯维加斯哦, 比10年前不一样。
It's even prettier now than 10 years ago.
98年我到拉斯维加斯去, 今年啊,
I went to Las Vegas this year.
因为有两户信徒在那里,
to visit two families there.
我发现现在不一样啊。
I found that it's changed.
哇, 全世界最大的旅馆在拉斯维加斯。
The biggest hotels are there.
呀, 什么buffet啊, 什么东西都有。
It has all sorts of buffets.
那拉斯维加斯真的这么好吗?
Is Las Vegas really wonderful?
好, 现在有, 如果有一个人说, 你就搬到拉斯维加斯那最好的旅馆来住, 就住在这里, 不能搬走。
Suppose someone tells you you can move to the best hotel in Las Vegas, but can never leave.
天天就让你吃饱饭就去赌场赌。
You have to eat the food in the hotel and gamble in the hotel all day long.
你就发现啊, 那是极其虚空啊, 人生没有比那个更虚空的了。
You'll find that it's truly meaningless.
有的好像说我们大家都有旅行的经验了。
We have many of us traveled.
第一天第二天, I'm very excited.
The first few days you're very excited.
一切都是新的,
because everything is new.
暂时放下自己的工作,
you set aside your work.
风景看多, 你会发现都是一样。
But when you go sightseeing, after a while everything looks the same.
你到澳洲的海边照一张相, 回来看呢, 这不是夏威夷吗? 有没有去过的?
The beaches of Australia looks the same as the beaches of Hawaii.
那你就说晚会我花了飞机钱啊, 坐了十几个钟头, 这是澳洲的海边啊。
Then why did you waste so much money and time and take such a long trip to Australia?
看起来还不是一样。
Doesn't it look the same?
眼看看不能足。
It is not enough just to see.
所以你旅行到最后你一定会有个感觉。
The more you travel, the more you feel this way.
哪个地方最好?
Where is the best place?
回家最好啊。
Home.
所以如果你一生都是一直旅行, 你就是吉普赛人啊。
If you travel all your life, you feel like a gypsy.
那还有幸福感可言吗?
Do you still feel lucky?
所以享受是它有极大的弱点在里面的啦。
Even the enjoyment has a great loss.
人啊, 不晓得只在外面看。
Other people only look at the outside.
觉得这个享受就是很大的福气。
They think that the enjoyment is the goal.
一进到里面, 你才知道那是很大的限制, 那是极大的虚空, 那是挫折感很多的地方。
But when you're truly in it, you find such a loss.
那怎么办?
Then what should you do?
我们怎么样的才能够突破这个享受的网络?
How do we escape from this trap?
你进到主耶稣里面,
to enter into Jesus Christ.
你忽然间发现, 你发现新天新地,
you discover a new heaven and new earth.
真正的满足, 就是在他里面。
True satisfaction is in Jesus Christ.
好，我们看约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 10.
四章。
Chapter 4, rather.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
34节
Verse 34.
耶稣说我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意做成他的功。31节
31.
期间这个门徒对耶稣说拉比请吃、哦、这个主耶稣的门徒、啊、就买东西来就叫主耶稣说请吃吧。
Jesus' disciples bought food and urged him to eat.
吃就是满足啊，肚子饿就要吃你才会满足啊。
Because they were hungry, so they asked him to eat.
所以你肚子饿的人谈不到有什么幸福，除非你肚子能够吃饱。
If you're hungry, you don't feel good until you have food.
但是32节主耶稣的回答就很特别了。
But Jesus gave him a rather peculiar answer.
说我有食物吃，这是你不知道的。
I have food to eat.
我有一种满足是你不知道的。
There's a satisfaction you don't know about yet.
那33节，门徒就用物质的观念来了解，那到底是怎么一回事？谁拿东西给他吃的
？In verse 33, his disciples try to figure out what he meant.
那34节，主耶稣就解释了。
In 34, Jesus explained.
我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的功。
My food is to do the will of him who sent me to complete his work.
对主耶稣来讲
，To Jesus,
他的满足就是做神的功，完成神的旨意。
His satisfaction comes from doing the work of God.
所以我们怎么样能够突破这个世界享受的网罗呢？在主耶稣得到满足呢
？How can you gain joy and satisfaction？
就是从你心底的最深处，你觉得我每一件事情都是为主耶稣做的。
Starting from the bottom of your heart, do everything for Jesus Christ.
那你每一件事情都为主耶稣做的时候，你忽然发现你所做的每一件事情都很有意义。
Then you discover that in all things you do, there's great meaning.
那当我们发现我们每一件事情做的都很有意义的时候，那就是你的满足了。
Then that gives you true satisfaction.
所以现代人的满足就是从他意义的实现来的。
The satisfaction today is to realize our own meaning.
所以主耶稣 他说我的满足就是遵行神的旨意，做成他的功。
And Jesus said, I'm satisfied to do the will of God.
遵行神的旨意，做成他的功，就是受苦。
And the will of God and the work of God is to suffer.
所以有时候我们在跟为主耶稣受苦当中你的心灵会得到很大的满足。
When we suffer with Christ,We are satisfied.
有一次，我的女儿在礼拜六要去教会她说她要带一套这个用过的衣服去。
Once, when before we went to the Sabbath service, my daughter said she wanted to take some old clothing with her.
我就说去教会回来就再换为什么要带去
？And I asked her why do you need to bring a change of clothes?
她说教会要油漆。
She said that they were going to paint the church.
今天聚完会他们要油漆。
After the service.
我在家里叫你油漆，你就不油漆。
And I said to her, you never paint the house when I ask you to.
到教会油漆，你就这么喜欢。
And you're so happy when you want to paint the church.
我觉得就很感谢神了。
But I thank God.
因为教会买了新的会堂。
When the church bought a new chapel.
那以前的油漆是旧的。
And it had a very old paint.
大家都很高兴，油漆。
And everyone was so joyful and volunteered to paint.
希望把神的家漆成是新的。
They want to paint the house of God.
所以连小孩子他也觉得说能够来教会油漆啊，这是很高兴的事情。
Even the little kids found joy in working for God.
为神做，他就觉得很满意。
Because they're satisfied in working for God.
那就是主耶稣给我们的满足
That is the satisfaction from Jesus Christ.
受苦也是一种满足。
Suffer can be a pleasure.
这是非常大的奇妙
That is a great mystery.
所以《使徒行传》在讲说彼得他们受鞭打
In the book of Acts, it described Peter being beaten.
然后被释放的时候心里喜乐
But when they were released, they felt much joy.
因为被算是为这个名来受辱的
Because they were worthy to suffer for the name of Christ.
我们看《使徒行传》第五章
Let's read Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传第五章。
Acts chapter 5.
四十节。
Verse 41.
他们离开公会心里欢喜，因为被算是配为这个名受辱。好，这里说这些使徒离开公会。
After the apostles left the council,
这个公会就是他们被逼迫被鞭打的地方。
They were tried and beaten in the council.
但是在这个受逼迫受鞭打的时候心里欢喜。
But they rejoiced.
因为这是为是神的名做的。
Because they did so for the sake of God.
所以我们进到主耶稣里面，你发现啊，连受苦也是满足的来源，这非常奇妙。
In Christ, even suffer will bring us pleasure and satisfaction.
哦，那没有体验了，我们真的讲不出来。
Without experiencing for yourself, you can't really understand it.
你体验以后，你就知道这是真的。
But after you have the same experience, you know that it is true.
所以做圣工啊，从外面看跟里面看不一样。
It is the appearancesare different when you work for God.
你从外面看，你觉得做圣工牺牲很多。
It may appear that you sacrifice a lot.
但是你真的你开始在做。
But when you begin your work for God,
你感觉到神跟你同在。
And you feel that God is working with you.
你感觉到神跟你同工。
You feel that God is your co-worker.
那一种满足你讲不出来啊。
You can't describe the satisfaction.
所以希伯来书腓立比书里面在讲这个喜乐。
Philippians also talks about joy.
那里面讲的喜乐有很多很多都是主耶稣里面来的。
And the joy in described the book comes from Jesus.
其中一个就是做圣工的喜乐。
One of the joy is working for God.
我们大家如果有带慕道者的经验你就有这个感觉。
If you brought your friends to church, you may have felt the same.
带慕道者来教会。
When you bring your friends to church,
忽然间这个慕道者得圣灵了。
And your friend received the Holy Spirit.
谁最高兴？
Who is the most happiest?
当然是这个慕道者本身了。
Probably the visitor themselves.
那除了慕道者本身，下面就是带他来那一个人。
But besides them, it's probably the person who invited them to church.
因为他觉得他做的工有果效。
Because they saw the fruits of their labor.
那如果这个慕道者有一天受洗了
，And once if this friend was baptized in church,
那种喜乐你哪里形容
？You can't describe the joy you feel.
所以世人在追求啊，这个放纵情欲的那一种快乐。
The world seeks pleasure in indulgement.
但是我们在主耶稣里面，你会发现啊，有时候受苦就是你满足的一种方式。
But in Lord Jesus, even suffering for Him becomes a pleasure.
因为受苦让你觉得生活很有意义。
Because you find meaning in your life.
所以受苦当中，你感觉到神的同工、神的祝福，你很满足。
When you suffer, you feel that God is with you.
这真的是你没有体验过，你没有办法了解。
It is indescribable.
但是你进到里面，你就感觉得到。
But once you are in Jesus Christ, you will know what it feels like.
好，我们现在看，腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians chapter 1,
第八节。
Verse 8.
说，我体会耶稣基督的心肠，切切想念你们众人，这是我神可以给我做见证的。我们再看第三节。
In verse 3,
我每想封你们，我就感谢我的神。第四节。
Verse 4,
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。我们看这个保罗写信给腓立比教会的信徒。
We can read the letters of Paul to the Philippian church.
他说：“我想念你们，我就为你们感谢神。”
He said that I long for you and I thank God.
我为你们祷告的时候，我是欢欢喜喜的。
And I pray with joy.
我有耶稣基督的心肠，想念你们众人。
Because I long for you with the heart of Jesus Christ.
保罗有一个喜乐的来源呐。
There's a source of joy.
就是众信徒，就是他喜乐的来源。
It is the members of the church.
所以他说：“你们就是我的喜乐。”
He says to them, "You are my joy."
这是我们很难了解啊。
It's maybe hard to understand.
保罗看到腓立比教会的信徒啊，一直信仰一直在成长。
But Paul saw the Philippians church grow.
所以他看到他做这工的果效啊，蒙神祝福一直在成长。
He saw that God has blessed his work.
保罗觉得这个就是他的满足啊。
And to him that was satisfaction.
那有时候我们在教会里面也是这样啊。
And it is the same with the church today.
我们大家都有感觉，如果你很爱教会
，If you love the church.
常常为教会祷告
you pray for the church,
很热心在教会的工作
and you work for the church,
你看教会圣工在发展
when you,
这是很大的满足
when you see the work continue to grow, then you'll be satisfied.
有一个姐妹有一次她被安排煮饭
there was a sister who was asked to cook.
她要量饭要量几斗饭之前几个 cup 这个饭这个米之前她就去会堂算一算
before she measured the amount of rice to cook, she would count the number of people in the chapel.
哇她说她越算越高兴
She said the more she counted, the happier she got.
因为这几个月来啊，没有一次聚会这么多人。
Because she never saw so many people in church before.
我仔细看那个，我仔细在想这一个姐妹。
So I thought about her.
她真的很热心。
She really had the zeal for God.
很热心在服侍神。
She was truly serving God.
以前不晓得有多少个姐妹也在算过，人这么多，这么多，这么多，哎呦，我这么多饭，然后多煮了好几碗的饭，好多的菜。
There are probably many sisters in the past who complain about so many people they have to cook for.
如果人来少一点，我今天就不要这么用力了。
They probably wish that not so many people came to church.
但她看到人很多，她很高兴啊。
But the sister was happy that there were so many people.
她是一个关心神工作的人。
Because she cared about the work of God.
所以看到这个神祝福。感动信徒来，心里很高兴。
She was happy that God has blessed the members and the visitors.
所以，除非我们真的很认真去做圣工，很关心教会的圣工，这种喜乐你体验不到。
You can only experience the joy if you work for God with your heart.
看到我们所做的工，我们所关心的教会不断在成长，这就是我们的喜乐。
When you see the church that you care about prosper, then that you will be joyful.
那这个喜乐一增加以后，你会发现哦，世界那一种哦什么。灯光色彩感官刺激那个快乐真的对你没有吸引力。
And the more joy you have, the less attraction the world has for you.
我们再看罗马书第五章。
Let's read Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
十一节。
Verse 11.
罗马书第五章的十一节
Romans chapter 5 verse 11
说不但如此我们既然借着主耶稣基督得与神和好就要借着他以神为乐这个地方说我们要借着主耶稣以神为乐
We can even boast with joy
这个以神为乐就是以神做我们的满足
Because God is our satisfaction
神真的是可以满足我们
God is the only one who can satisfy us.
所以诗篇里面有一句话说啊，我的心切入溪水啊，切入神啊，如鹿在切慕溪水。
Psalms tells us that, as the deer pants for the water, our heart pants for God.
这也是一首非常漂亮的啊，美妙的赞美诗。
It was also written into a song.
所以当我们在跟神亲近到最后。
When we draw near to God,
你会发现我在世界无所爱慕，我所爱慕的就是主啊，你本身。
Then there's nothing we love except God Himself.
那我们这个信仰能够达到那个程度以后，你会发现啊，你的心非常的满足。
When our faith in God reaches that stage, then you'll always be satisfied.
因为神住在我里面
，because God lives in us.
我住在神里面
，and we live in God.
我感觉到神跟我很亲近
，and we feel close to God.
所以我的内心很满足
，and our hearts are satisfied.
那达到那个程度以后。
When we reach that stage,
我们发现了世界在我们里面就毫无所有了。
Then there's nothing in the world that can satisfy us.
所以要超越世界引诱这个世界享受这个虚空。
In order to transcend the vanity of the world and the temptations of the world,
我们只有一个方法。
There's only one way.
就是要进入基督里面的喜乐。
It is to enter the joy we have in Christ.
进入基督里面的满足。
To enter the satisfaction we have only in Christ.
那我们再也不会在这个世界灯光色彩里面流连忘返，而忘记了天父在呼召我们，等待我们回来享受他的慈爱跟恩典。
Then we'll listen to the Father's calling home and not be attracted by the glitters of the world.